You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Clement Magnatella
on 702.
Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
Dumelang, welcome to the show. It's Thursday, the 16th of September. It's good to have you with us here on 702. I'm Clement, a.k.a. Madimeja, Magnatella, and I'm keeping you company until 12 o'clock. What's on your mind this morning? I'm full of energy and ready to have whatever conversation you want to have with us here on 702, on the 702 Open Line, which starts right now. So if you want to be the first to call us, start dialing 011-883-0702. If you want to send a WhatsApp voice note, and I see some of you have already sent your voice note, 072-702-1702. That's the number. If you want to send an SMS, the number is 31702.
702.
Let's walk the talk.
Someone says, Clement, please repeat your names again. I love it. I'm Clement. So I've got three names. Thabo, Thando, Clement, Magnatella. But since I started doing the show last year, I was fascinated by, in fact, I'm in the process of going to Home Affairs to change my name. Well, not even change, to include another name on my ID. And I've been toying around a few names. And so far, Madimeja is my favorite. So very soon, you won't be listening to the Clement Magnatella show. You'll probably be listening to the Madimeja Magnatella show. Are you ready for it?
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Magnatella
on 702.
So if you want to call Madimeja, call us on 011-883-0702. Prince, you're calling us from Bedford View. Good morning.
Good morning. But what is the meaning of Madimeja? What does it mean?
Abel, what does Madimeja mean? Prince, I'm not sure. But Madimeja, so who Meja? Meja in Sepedi, in English, it's to swallow something. So Madimeja is someone who swallows things. Yeah. I just love how it sounds, okay. Prince, okay?
But he swallows what? What are you swallowing?
I swallow food. What's on your mind, Prince?
Maybe that can stop people. I'm Clement. I want to raise something very important that I feel like we're overlooking.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance companies, right? You see the story of, I think, Rosemary, that was trusted to the spotlight, who was accused of killing her boyfriend, her family members. You know, I think on EFB, Checkpoint did a documentary, I think, a few months back, on how easy it is for people to take out life insurances and without the knowledge of a person who's been covered. So, for instance, Clement, I can go take out a life insurance on you without even you knowing and then murder you. There was a pastor who was featured, who had taken life insurances on members of his congregant, a lot of them, and then they subsequently get killed in horrible circumstances, and this man goes to Clint. Now, when I watched that episode, of course I got cold shivers. I was shaking. To see how people's lives can be reduced for profit. But then again, I found out something more interesting, that mm-hmm. the insurance companies are complicit, because for them, they don't necessarily run through the proper checks, because you cannot cover me without my knowledge. But yeah. for these companies, they don't care, because for them, a cover has been taken out. So it's about profit. And I feel like laws should be looked at. I feel like this legislation should be overhauled because it's happening more often than we know. Most of these deaths that we see in this country on a daily basis are underpinned by financial motives. Can you think about how painful it is? Any family members, they insure their mothers, they yeah. cover their mothers. Subsequently, their mothers get killed in very weird circumstances. And huge payout is made. So I feel like Rosemary's case should thrust into the spotlight. This is very, very dangerous question that's happening. And insurance companies are not innocent at all in all of this.
Yeah, and Yeah, I mean, we spoke about this over the last 2 days, Prince. You're right. And they must take some responsibility because sometimes they don't do the due diligence in some instances that they're supposed to do. And that allows this kind of fraud to continue. Yesterday on our Listener's Choice feature, and Prince, if you missed it, go check out the podcast. We had someone, was it from Old Mutual? We had someone from one of the insurance companies help talking to us about just a one-on-one on taking insurance policies and what kind of due diligence they do as insurance companies. Clement, you're calling us from Velcom. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement.
Hey, Tara.
How's it?
Keshap, how are you?
Keshap, I just want to comment, man, on firefighters of South Africa, man.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know if you have ever know that there's some firefighters in South Africa that get underpaid very less, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just want the media to follow up on that because different fire stations like your Gauteng and maybe your metros, they get better paid than your rural fire stations. People who live in the rural areas, you know.
Mm.
Yes. I was wondering if the media can follow, can do an investigation about that, man.
Okay.
Or get
okay.
somebody to explain to South Africans how do they rate a firefighter salaries in South Africa.
Oh, okay. Are you a firefighter, Clement?
Yes, yes. In Asia, where we work, it's bad. Our station is very poor.
Mm. Are you comfortable to share with us how much, like, just an ordinary firefighter gets paid compared to the ones in the rural areas who you say are getting paid much less?
Man, I don't want to, put it out there.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I want you to, do an investigation or something, you know.
Okay, okay, Clement.
The rural people, we are suffering, and the metro people,
are getting paid better. Yeah, look, yes. we'll look at it, Clement. We'll look at it. Maybe it's something we can do on our Listener's Choice feature, where we bring in someone who can talk about the remuneration of firefighters and what their work actually entails. I understand that you are not comfortable to give us a figure, but I thought maybe if we get a figure, maybe some firefighters listening can say, no, but that's how we get paid, or, yeah, that's way less than what we get paid. But I got you. I've got it on the list, Clement, and we'll look at that. Is it Doc who's calling us from Pretoria? Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you?
Keshap, how are you doing?
I am surviving. I'm not sure if I'm sharp, but I know I'm surviving. On Sunday, when the president addressed the family, can you remind me what figure did he ask, if it's three, what numbers of people can attend which event? For instance, I'll come with a funeral, which I believe to me is important. How many people are allowed to apply to attend a funeral? Can you remind me, or you can't remember?
How many people? 50.
50.
Mm.
Okay. Then he said he doesn't adjusted whatever figure. And then he said he will be holding a family meeting again in the next 2 weeks to see if the adjustments are working or not, isn't it? Now, on Wednesday, which was yesterday, we are being told that the Cape Town Marathon, which will be a month away, will be accommodating 10,000 people. So where did they get, and how did they get that approval?
So 10,000 people...
Yes, because now something is not right. Because if you're telling us on Sunday, and then the Minister of Sport agree with the people for Sanlam Cape Town Marathon, and then they've got an approval for 10,000 people. So do you think all along, all of us, then we must be obeying the rules that are there?
Yeah, look, Doc, we'll find out about that. I don't know about the... marathon haven't been approved to accommodate more than 10,000 people. I know even festivals like the Rage Festival in Balito, they're looking at having about 2,000 people at their festival this year, but they're waiting to see if the restrictions are not going to be eased, because as it stands right now, you can only have about 500 people outdoor and 250 people inside. So maybe the Cape Town Marathon is waiting to see if the restrictions are going to be eased. So we'll find out about that, Doc. But yeah, as it stands, that would be, if that were to happen tomorrow, that would be against the regulations. Palesa, you're calling from Soweto. Hi.
Hi, it's
Ian
to Palesa. How are you?
I'm good, Palesa. How's it?
I'm good. The thing that's on my mind this morning is very weird, I would like to say, but I'd just like you to find out for me. Will there ever be male contraceptives ever? Because yesterday you had a topic about what our spouses or friends would say, the truth that we, that would be very hard for us to take in. So during that time, I was with my partner, and I said to him, I've gained so much weight because of the contraceptive pills I take.
Mm.
It'd be very nice to take a break. And maybe if there were male contraceptive pills just besides condoms or vasectomy or abstinence, I would really like if you had the pills for a change and just get to experience it and also for me to get a break. He made a misogynistic comment that I would never do that.
Why would he?
That is absolutely nonsense. And I just said, but we equals. If we're doing this for the both of us, you can like take it for me as well, for the both of us. But I would just really like, I did some research. There isn't any, but would there ever be? That's my question.
Yeah.
And
so
how would you take it as a male to take contraceptive pills?
I got you. I mean, I agree with you, Palesa. I think the responsibility for the longest time for contraception of birth and birth control has fallen on women, and it's time that it changes. As you say, you also want a break, and sometimes there are side effects, right? From, you know, the pills that you may take or the methods that you use to prevent any pregnancy. Let's put it out there, and maybe someone knows of perhaps some research that is advanced into creating a way that men can actually take the contraceptive. So let's put it out there to the listeners, Palesa. But yeah, that's a great one. And did you ever get to a resolution with your partner? Did you get him to understand why this should not be just your sole responsibility? Yeah, Palesa? Oh, okay. I've lost Palesa there. Palesa talking about the development of male contraceptions. Do you know about any that are possibly at the stage of being approved? If you know of that, please give us. Apart from vasectomy, sterilization, perhaps the use of the condom and abstinence, what is or could be a way of contraception for men? And do you know of pills perhaps that are at an advanced stage of being developed? If you know, please give us a call. Let's go to your voice notes on 0727021702 before I go back to your lines.
Climate, I think this whole notion about giving women money when you are in the relationship with them, look, I don't support it. And I think it would be interesting to hear the ideas from other listeners. This whole thing in this South Africa that when you are in the relationship with someone, and particularly a woman, men and women, you must give a woman money. Even if when she works, she makes her own money, etc. But you must give her money. It will be interesting to hear other people's view. Mhlenge, Joburg.
Yes. Some of the things on the open line. Okay, Mhlenge. Anyone who wants to pick up on what Mhlenge is saying? Money, how do you give money? I mean, if you feel generous, and there's no expectation, I don't think there should be expectation for men to give women money or women to give men money, but look, we're different people. If you want to pick up on this, what Mhlenge is saying, you're welcome to give us a call or send us a voice note.
Hi, the Swallow of Things. This is Kulubuse here from Parktown. I would also like to know the process in which you can legally change your name. Please, can you explain that? Thank you. I'll listen on the radio.
Yeah, look, some people are telling me that Madimecha, that is mean swallow. No, like, Homecha, Insipedi, Homecha, you are swallowing something. That's what it means. So Madimecha would then be the one who swallows. Yeah, that's what it would mean. If you've got a different meaning of it, I would like to hear from you. If you're Mupedi and you know what this means, or maybe you're not Pedi, but you know exactly what this means, I want to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Tamen. Hey, Lola, watching, chow, chen, chow, my bits on that. Imagine someone who swallows. Really? And let's ask the Limpopo people. That's what Limpopo buang. What does money be jamming? Hey, because you got it, Tamen, to go pan and touch us a copadi. Yeah, Tamen. You know, is your mom in on this Madimecha thing and all that, you know? Because you don't just change names. That names can cause problems, eh? I don't know. Is mommy and daddy in on this?
Well, also, yeah, it's my decision, right? In fact, my father sent me an SMS now, well, when I spoke about Madimecha, and he says that I must not change Clement, you know. I must not change Thabo, and I must not change Thando, because those are my three names. And he's saying that I can add Madimecha. Yeah, but I mean, even if they didn't agree, it's me. I choose how I want to identify and how I want to be named. Have you changed your names? I want, because Thabo, I wasn't sure about Thabo. I feel like there are too many Thabos out there. Thando, and I want like a Pedi name. And I think I'm going to go with Madimecha. And yeah, I'm going to go to Home Affairs and I'm just going to tell them that I want them to add this name onto my ID. Then the next time you'll be calling in on the Madimecha Manyathela show. Imran, you're calling us from the Johannesburg South. Good morning.
Morning, Clement.
Hi, go ahead.
Clement, I just wanted to find out, maybe if you can get on the show, someone from the metro to find out about what's the bylaws with regards to those, we call them vendors, they sell at the traffic lights. I mean, I had a good gentleman by the name of David in the Bracknell area, selling fruits. I used to support him and trying to make some money on a side hustle. Now I see him and I ask him, why is he no more selling? He said the metals keep coming and confiscating his goods. So, you know, the current unemployment rate in our country, and I would like to know what is the rule, what is the law with regards to that. Thank you.
So the metro police that are just, what, they're seizing stocks of the vendors?
Yes, they come and they confiscate his stock.
Yeah, you know what, Imran, that always irritates me when I see it happening. It does, because I understand that there are bylaws, but equally so, you need to understand the socioeconomic issues in our country and how people are just trying to make a living. And instead of just seizing their stock, maybe what you need to do is have these demarcated, dedicated areas where they can operate and move them to those areas. But seizing their stock, unless they are committing a crime, unless they are committing a crime, they're selling drugs, but people are trying to make a living. And I never get to understand why police officers always go for the extreme when they're dealing with that. And I understand there are bylaws that must be complied with, but surely there's other ways we can resolve these. Sbu, you are in Pretoria. What do you want to say? Hi.
What up, man? I'll be quick, Clement. Clement, I just want to weigh in on the contraception question.
Yes.
Put out. Look, I'm just going to say, I'm not always telling women what to do with their bodies at all. Okay, that's my disclaimer. But I've been a man my whole life. I've got friends. I know men. Men can't even take their vitamins on time. You're going to trust a man to say, I'm going to pull out. No. You're going to trust a man to say, no, baby, I'm not sick. Just do it raw. You're really going to trust a man to say, I took the pill. You're not going to get pregnant. And a woman, you are the one that carries the responsibility of carrying the baby. So that guy is going to knock you up and run. At the end of the day, what I suggest is, protect yourself as a woman. If you know yourself that you're protected, you won't get pregnant because of what you took, you're really safe. Do not trust men. I'm a man myself, and I can't even take my vitamins on time, Clement. Vitamin.
Hey, but we need to do better, hey, Sbu? We need to do better. Kid, I'm saying we need to do better as well. As men, that we are extra careful, especially with these things. Like, because, I mean, yes, the women, and I think you make a good point that we are often so reckless that then maybe women also, even if a man says I'm taking the pill, should it be available, women may need to be, you know, extra cautious and still take their own contraceptions because of how reckless we are. And also it's them who are going to carry the baby. But I think we also need to do better so that the level of trust increases. But I think you make a good point that as it stands right now, it's probably a bit risky to just rely on the next person.
Unless you see him take it in front of you and make sure he's in that room for the next 4 days. But yeah, thank you so much.
Hey, mararala pi shabanna, hey. Hi, man, we need to do better.
Hey,
we need to do better as men. Like now women can't then say, my partner, the man that I'm with is taking the contraceptive and I'm going to take a break from it. You know, rest from the side effect, rest from, you know, gaining weight, because some of them can get you to gain weight. Now they can't do that because they won't even trust that you are taking the contraceptive. We need to do better as men, really. We need to do better. I'll go back to your lines after the latest in Eyewitness News.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
25 minutes before 10 o'clock. Let's continue with the open line on 011-883-0702. Chloe, you're calling us from Saxon World. Good morning.
Hi, Clement.
Keshab, how are you doing?
Good, Chloe. Your name, the caller in connection with your name.
Yeah, Madimeja.
Lina la hao ase mutu a dumela. Ke ase mutu a mechang. Mutu a dumela. My major is the one who swallow.
Major, yeah.
My major is the one who swallow.
My major.
Madimeja, all right?
Oh, yeah?
The translation ke mutu a dumela. Wena o a dumela.
So the person who agrees.
Yes, it's Madimeja.
Madimeja. Madimeja. Okay.
Madimeja. And then when or Madimeja is the one who swallow.
Oh, Madimeja is okay. I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Madimeja is the one who agrees.
Yes.
All right, Chloe. Thank you so much for that. And Tabi saying, what do you understand to be the meaning? Good morning. You in Benoni?
Hi, Clement. The previous caller says Madimeja is
the one who agrees. Yeah.
It isn't, because that is Madumeja. Madimeja, it's a phrase.
Yeah.
Most baby names are phrases, like Ntabi saying.
Mm.
My name is Ntabi saying. It comes from when baby people are happy, they go Ntabi saying on Taburi saying. So it isn't make me happy. It's come celebrate with me. Come be happy with me for the thing. Your name is Madimeja. Madimeja is a phrase for a person who actually is a brave person, but not mohali as in brevity of.
Mm.
It's a person who swallows bitter.
Oh, brevity, so it's more braver.
It's brevity of the bitter, of like, you know, when you're in a bad relationship or when you've got a bad child.
Yeah.
And you have to sit with it, because that is, there's nothing else you can do. Baby faces are, baby people have, baby words have different meanings for different things. Masoholo is somebody who is lucky. But Matete is somebody who is lucky in a surprising way. So Madimeja is somebody who is brave, but in the face of bitterness, you swallow bitterly.
No, that actually fits my character, Tabi Singh. I'll take that definition. Thank you for calling us. Tabu, you're in Midrand. You want to respond to that voice note we got earlier about giving money?
Yes. Hi, Bratavet, how are you?
Keshab, how are you doing?
Keshab, man. I think I'm the guy who called you last year, I think late last year, pertaining to telling you that I was chased away by my wife since I was not working. But I've recovered now.
Oh, yes, I remember, Tibos. How are you doing now?
No, I'm back, my self-esteem and everything, you know, everything. Yeah, you know, I never even went for counseling, but I'm up and running. I just found a job last week.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that, man.
I'm starting next month. Yeah.
And where's your wife?
You know what comes around goes around. Remember, I used to tell her that I found a job for her. You know, you know, I used to organize a job for her when she was not working, and I even took her to school, and she managed to have a high position. Now, she said I must leave after I'm not working. But now, the problem is that thing, she's no longer working. She has been fired, and now she must give me my 50% as well. And now she's getting frustrated. She wants to come back to me. I'm like, no, it doesn't work. What I'm trying to say is that men must love themselves first, you know? You know, when you help a woman, help a woman not to buy love, you know, Clement.
And not because you've got an expectation for that.
Exactly. Or you get something out of it. Even women, most of the women, they demand money for the sake of being greedy, you know? They are not doing it for the sake of it's a need or it's a want, you know? So I'm glad that that guy who just called, he wanted to hear our take as men. Mm. But I'm saying it's risky for Clement to invest to a woman while you don't know. Not to invest as such, but to give the money for the sake of impressing her, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm up and running now.
No, I'm glad to hear that. Do you guys have kids together, Thabo?
Unfortunately, we've got kids together. And after I left, my house was supposed to be repossessed. I'm the one who rescued her, you know? Remember, she said I must leave. Bye-bye, you're useless and all that. Now, those guys who are the best, who used to give her money because I was useless, they're gone. My concern.
Yeah, it's the kids. Look, I
focusing on the kids.
I can only imagine how hurtful that was for you to be chased away just because are without a job. But I want to advise you that don't wish her bad, man. just pray that she, because she's the mother of your kids. You know, the thing is whether. No, whichever way she turns out, that's going to affect your children, because they love her as much as they love you as their father. So when she's unemployed or she's not doing well, the kids are going to be affected. As kids, we don't like seeing our parents not okay. That's going to affect them.
No, I don't wish her bad. You're correct, Lemon. But imagine what I went through.
For example,
since November last year to date, I never had any source of income. I should have killed myself. I should have committed wrong things. I should have killed her as well. But I opt not to do that, you know? There were a stage whereby I didn't have food. I had to, you know, I sacrificed the big house and stay into the shack. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Can you wish good for that person? I don't wish her bad to die or whatever, but I'm trying to say, men out there, just be careful, guys. And last but not least, but Clement, I think you need to create this topic of repossession, you know, for the banks. The banks are, there's a scam with the banks. You know, I discovered a lot of things, but Clement, that the bank, in terms of interest rate, they overcharge people.
Yeah.
And now they...
We've heard something about banks, but we'll have that conversation again, Thibos. Look,
I'll prove it.
Yeah, please take care of yourself.
I will.
And I'm so glad that you got a job. I remember your call last year. It really broke my heart. I'm so glad you are back on your feet now. And I know it's difficult. I know it's hard, but you know, just say out a prayer say out a prayer to you for your ex-wife, just for your kids, and say, may she also be well, you know. And I know, I can only imagine how difficult it is, but do it for your kids, because as kids, they grow up seeing the animosity between their parents, that affects them so much.
No, of course. It has affected my first daughter as well, it's true. Yeah.
Tibos,
yeah.
Thanks,
no,
man.
No, thank you, sir.
Thanks, man, for calling us. Tabo is calling us from Midrand. My goodness, can you imagine being chased away just because you've lost your job? I remember the call from Tabo last year. He called and said, my wife has just said I'm useless because I've lost a job and told me to leave. That's difficult, eh? That really is difficult. Let's go to Pretoria now. Kanya, you want to respond to Tabo's call. Good morning.
Hello, Clement. Good morning. How are you?
Sharp, Kanya. How are you doing?
All right. Yes, I just wanted to ask the gentleman who was on the line just now that in his future relationships, is he going to give women money or he's going to wait until maybe...
Well, I hope he'll do so if he wants to, right? We mustn't allow our past bad experiences to then shape our future experiences, right? Yeah, I mean, you can take lessons from it, absolutely. But yes, to then say, I'm never, ever, ever going to do something lovely for the person I love, then, yeah, I don't know if that's the best approach to take.
Yes, but it is natural, right? That our experiences have got a bearing and our decisions.
They do.
Natural.
No, they do, Skanya. They absolutely do. Do you spend on the people you love? And I don't want us to make it all about gender or money men give, because women, there are women who give men money. Do you give money to the person you love, your loved one?
Well, there's two groups of people that I love.
Yeah, like as in like your intimate partner. Have you spent big on them?
My intimate partner, I wait until I'm sure that she loves me back.
How do you know she loves you back? People can pretend, Kanya.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know, with women are very tricky, Clement. I always thought that it is us men who play tricks on women, but I think you know that...
We are all trickers. Men and women, we are all trickers. Okay, Kanya, thank you for calling us. Tabogo, you're calling us from Dobsonville in Soweto. You recently changed your name.
Yes. I recently changed both my name and surname, actually.
Oh, lovely.
So I wanted to just respond to the caller. Gentleman who sent the voice note to say what is the due process behind it?
Yes.
Yes, well, with the name, it's rather simple. You know, just filling just come with the affidavit from Harris Police Station stating the action you're about to undertake.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pay 140 something.
Mm.
That goes with insertion or changing or removing. I removed one of my other names because you can only have a maximum of three.
Yeah.
I only heard you saying
But I can remove one.
Yeah, you can remove it.
It's going to be a tough one, Tibogo.
Minimum of one, maximum of three.
I already have three. Okay, no, but yeah, I'll remove one. How long did it take you?
But this time it takes a bit of, they'll always tell you a standard turnaround time of 48 weeks.
Mm.
48 weeks. Yeah,
okay.
But it's the surname. That's where
it gets tricky. Is there a reason you were changing your surname?
Yeah, no, it's definitely the wild reason. I have said it was because that reason is no more.
Mm.
Yeah, I was actually using my mother got married when I was young, 8, 9, 10, and then. My childhood experience with the step-family was rather, rather gruesome. So I was taking away.
Yeah.
I don't know, wealth or inheritance or whatever by being this, stepchild within the step. I just give full what
there. I hear you, Tabogo. Sorry that the line is cutting there, but I think we got your point. I'm going to take a quick ad break. When we come back, we'll go to your lines. Gary, Sichaba, I see your calls. I'll come to them. Raquel on Twitter says, Clement, I'll always spend on my partners. I feel they deserve it. And you want to spoil your partner. What's the biggest spend have you done on your partner? I've paid for a holiday. I've paid for a holiday before, and I suppose the first biggest spend was, I think 3 years ago when I was on a trip to the US, and I bought this expensive cologne, which was really expensive. I think that was the biggest spend. What's your biggest spend on your partner? And when do you start spending on your loved one? Eh? Is it after 2 weeks? Is it after 3 years when you establish that there is love here? Share that with us.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the Talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
So Chaba, you're calling us from Johannesburg. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Clement. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you very much. Just wanted to comment on Tabo's call.
Yeah.
But first, before I comment, on a lighter note, you know, I remember last week there was a gentleman who said you were emotional.
Yes.
But I don't think you can beat Pule Madi on that day.
Oh, I was watching that briefing, Tabo, yeah.
No, nobody can beat that. You won't get to that level.
Absolutely. I agree.
Okay, anyway, let's continue. Yeah, Joe, I just wanted to say to him, based on my experience, I think you shouldn't give up on love.
Mm.
The reason I'm saying that is that I have a woman who has been with me. I lost my job in 2019.
Yeah,
2019. And I was unemployed for 9 months. And she stayed with me. She said, baby, look, let's cut this TV, let's cut this, let's cut that. Let's not go out on restaurants. Let's not do that. And we can live on my salary on that. She stayed with me ever since, you know. And then ultimately I got the job. And then after getting the job, and then I lost my mother, and she was the only person because my father passed away a long time ago.
Oh.
She was there with me each step of the way. Till today, she's still there with me. If it wasn't of her, I would have a mental breakdown.
Oh, so Chaba.
So all I want to say is that, you know, he must not let one rotten apple, all I'm trying to say is he must not think that one rotten apple, all apples are rotten.
Yes. Oh, Sachaba, you've got the best.
There's still good women out there. And one day, I would like to, in fact, not one day, as soon as I get enough money, I'd like to send my uncles and ask for the hand in marriage. And
Sachaba.
Because I believe that she's a future mother of my
office. Yeah, look, you've got the best partner. What's her name?
Her name is Nonhlanhla.
Nonhlanhla.
Yes.
Oh, send our greetings and our love to Nonhlanhla for loving you, and you better treat her like a queen, Chaba.
Yes, no, I do each and every day.
You know? Oh, you're so lucky, man. You're so lucky.
Yeah, no, thank
congratulations.
You.
I wish you guys the best. When you get married,
all the other guys will be lucky.
Yeah, send us an invite, ne? When you get married.
Yes, definitely.
All right, Chaba, thank you for your call. Gary, you're calling us from Joburg. Good morning. Hello, Gary.
Hi. Sorry. Good morning. I just tuned in. Sorry, is it Kenneth?
Yes. Go ahead.
Hi, Kenneth. Good morning to you and to everyone. And I apologize. Like, I'm going to be throwing a bit of a curveball in because I just tuned in, so I didn't really hear what the topic was. So when I tuned in, there was a lady talking about. She was mentioning a whole bunch of different African names and their meanings.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I guess I could say as one thing, like, you know, being named, you know, Gary, you don't really get more, like, kind of average and plain than that. That has made me notice that pay a bit more attention to names that have, you know, a lot more culture and, say, are a lot more profound. But, I mean, just, so, I mean, like, the curveball is, so, I mean, I've often thought it, but I've only kind of actually said it recently. Okay, let me first say this. So almost on a daily basis, I say to people, let's say at like petrol stations or shopping tills or even any other places, that it's impossible that Jesus Christ was a white person. And like, it's as much a fact as 1 + 1 = 2 and the earth is round. Like, it's a simple fact that he could not have been a white person.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we are all conditioned to think, he's only, like, he has to have been white. There's no other color. He could have been but white.
Yeah.
So something that I've often thought about is how you get a lot of South African people, South African black people, who only have, like, colonial names, if we're going to put it like that. I think it would be really, like, a really cool, good thing. I mean, but obviously you'd have to do it in sensitive ways. like people, you know, within their own friend circles and family circles could, you know, can maybe give themselves, people that don't have African names that are from South Africa,
yeah,
could give themselves names and maybe even then legally get it done.
Yeah, especially because it's such an easy process to do it.
I don't even know how easy it is, but if it's easy, then yes.
Yeah, you do. You just need an affidavit. We got a call earlier from someone who says you just need an affidavit. You go to Home Affairs. It takes about 4 to a couple of weeks, probably 1 or 2 months or so, and it's done. And you pay 100, and I think the listener said 140 rand. It's so easy to do. But also, Gary, I do think that if there are people who've got these so-called colonial names, and they're cool to stick with them, that's also fine, right? It's their decision. The same way that I've chosen to stick with Clement until I can come up with, because I do have African names, so Thabo, Thando. I'm not a big of a fan, and that's why I've been trying to think of other names that I really like that I can go and have them as legally mine. So I think sometimes it's, yeah, what are you comfortable with, right? If you are good with John, and you don't have an African name, that's also fine. But if you feel that you need an African name, it's okay. I've interviewed even a white woman from one of the environmental organizations who's got an African name, and she's gone and changed it. I think it's Letiwe or Lasizwe. I don't remember, but she's from one of the environmental organizations. You know, it's easy to do it, so why not? But thanks, Gary. Thanks for raising that. Sibongile, you are in Soweto. Good morning.
Sibongiseni, how are you?
Sibongiseni, apologies. I'm good. How are you doing?
Fine, and you listen, just listen to that guy. Just heard that guy was complaining about the wife. These are the people sometimes, I don't know, but these are the people sometimes who use a checkbook or a bank balance to get the wife. If you fail to provide at the end of the day, this is what is going to happen.
Mm.
You have to get somebody, then build an empire with that person. But if you are going to flaunt whatever you have, this is what happens. You must not have to paint all the women as if they are the same. That was his choice. You must just have to stay with his choice at the end of the day. Women are what you made them to be. If you want to show that you are rich, you've got to maintain that richness up until they die.
Yeah, but we are assuming here, Sibongiseni, that that's exactly what Thabo did, which may not, in fact, be the case. Thabo met a woman that he was in love with, and when he lost the job, he left. So I don't think we should assume that when he met the woman, his main purpose and intention was to show how much money he has, and that's how he brought the woman closer to him. But thanks for your contribution on the open line this morning. Tony, you are in Boxbeck. Hello.
Hi, Kevin, how are you?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, actually, you know, the story of Thabo is sad because most of us guys, you know, especially after the lockdown, we suffered that trauma, I can say so.
Mm-hmm.
Me, she chased me away in the middle of the night, called securities on me, imagine, because I didn't have a job anymore and there was no income. She got a better job now. I became useless. Even the family supported her, but you know what, is good for nothing.
Mm.
So to say you are useless. And I told myself the best thing now is to love myself and look after the kids, you know. And I always tell her one thing, that it's koropo. I don't know whether you know what it is, koropo.
Mm.
It's koropo. You don't just use it anyhow. When it's rainy, and you need to wipe your muddy shoes, take his koropo, not the new clothes. And it's perfect because even the guy that she was looking up to, you know, with all those flowers, it was hectic. Now she wants to come back to me. And then what do you want me now? Am I useful now?
Yeah, it's Tony. I'm sorry about that experience, man. So sorry. And yeah, but don't give up on love. And we are not all the same, right? We're different.